Every time I do a live webinar or workshop, I always ask this question to the people in attendance. What is the biggest challenge you face in your medical sales career or in your territory? That's what I'm going to be talking about on this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Chances are you've either had or have this problem. You might want to stick around. Hello, my friends. My name is Mace Haroff, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the Medical Sales Guru Podcast and the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube. I am tickled that you are spending some time with me today. The most common challenge I'm asked to address during live workshops and seminars, and I receive numerous emails and phone calls about, is how do I get past the gatekeeper? Sound familiar? Well, I'm happy to help. I've written about it, shot videos about it. I often spend a couple of hours discussing it and addressing it in simulations during my workshops. But I believe that if you think your biggest problem is getting past the gatekeeper, then you've got bigger problems. Think about it. The gatekeeper in a doctor's office, for example, is often the receptionist, usually the lowest paid employee in the doctor's practice. Now, I'm not trying to disrespect this person or demean them in any way, but we have to look at this factually. You are a medical sales professional, and you've gotten into this business not seeing yourself as a minimum wage, low-paid employee, but because you want to earn a good income. So if your challenge is getting past the lowest paid employee, usually in most practices or institutions, then there's a big discrepancy in your skills versus the skills of the person that you are up against. If you can't present a value proposition or influence the least skilled, lowest paid employee to let you in to see the doctor or other decision maker, then how effective are you going to be when selling to someone at the higher level? Look, getting past the gatekeeper requires persistence and selling skills. Do you know what a receptionist's main job functions are? Receive patients, either in person or by answering phones, and keep out salespeople who suck time out of their boss's day. So when you first walk in the door or call on the phone and the receptionist suddenly discerns that you're a sales rep, you're automatically lumped into category number two that I just mentioned, at least until you uncategorize yourself into someone that she is convinced her boss should know about. So if you can't persuade the gatekeeper to let you in, then how will you convince a highly educated, highly cynical, and highly overworked medical professional that he or she should invest some of their valuable time and resources in what you sell? Good question, right? So here's the thing. It is a big challenge to sell to doctors and other healthcare professionals. Why? Because they're resistant to change. And generally speaking, they don't like to be sold. When we think about being sold, often what we're talking about is when someone influences you to do something that you have not previously thought about doing. Healthcare professionals have a certain way of doing something. So when a sales representative comes in, that sales representative represents change. It could be good change, negative change, but change is change. Change in and of itself to a healthcare professional is often perceived as being negative because they know that change is going to involve a learning curve, doing something different, upsetting the apple cart in the office or in the hospital. And because of this, it takes a level of skills where you're not offending them by suggesting that you know more than they do, which you don't and you never will. You might know more about your product, but you're not going to know more about the practice of medicine or their specialty or their job, whatever it is. So you don't ever want to imply that. This requires a high level of training, a high level of skills in order to be able to do this. What does it take to get past a gatekeeper? Well, realistically, it takes kind of the same thing that it does to sell to a healthcare professional. You have to have a compelling value proposition that resonates with that person. So it might be more clear to you selling to the doctor or a nurse or a therapist or a technician or a technologist because you know what your product does for them and ultimately for the patient. But here's a problem. We often think of the receptionist as being a completely separate entity. He or she is not a separate entity. They are strongly attached to the person that you need to get to. And they're attached in a way where, again, their job is to protect that customer. They control the gate. That's why they're called the gatekeeper. Kind of like the troll who opened and closed the gate in children's stories. Maybe you remember them, maybe you don't. But I don't want you to think of every gatekeeper or receptionist as trolls because they're not. They're hardworking people where if you treat them appropriately and make friends with them, they will help you out. But ultimately, if you want to gain access to the office, you have to present the gatekeeper with a value proposition that the gatekeeper will be able to perceive as being valuable enough to pass you on or to take that information back to the person you want to talk to. So if you are having difficulty doing that, then you're also going to have difficulty selling your product. So here's the takeaway message. If you are having difficulty getting past gatekeepers, then you're not ready for prime time. You need help. Where could you look for it? Well, I have a lot of free resources online. You could go to medicalsalestraining.com. You could look at past episodes of the Medical Sales Guru podcast and go to the Medical Sales Channel on YouTube and see what's there. But if you really want step-by-step comprehensive training on how to do it, then you might want to check out Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy is my 24/7, 365 training and support site for medical sales professionals. We don't just provide you with the skills you'll need to have more effective sales conversations and close business, but we also support you not only through the training process, but as you take it out to the street or the clinic. I realize not everybody sells in the street. That's just a matter of speech. Just having fun with this, folks. But check out Medical Sales Academy. Read about it. See if it's a good fit for you. And if it is, make the nominal investment. It will pay off many times over. Or you could just try to figure it all out on your own, which will take you many, many, many years. I put my heart and soul into this program, which I've acquired over 36 years in this business. Check out Medical Sales Academy. If you have any questions, email me or call me, and I'll make sure you get your questions answered. That's why I'm here. I'm here to provide you information, but I also offer training if you want to take a deeper dive with me. So that's all I have for today. Gatekeepers are a part of your life, and if you're struggling to get past them, then you're not going to do very well with your customers as well, despite what you think. It's a clinical sign that there are deeper problems. I hope this resonated with you. If it didn't, you might want to watch it again, or maybe find another line of work. Thank you for being here. I hope you found this valuable. And don't forget that as you move through your medical sales career, that whatever you do, no one or anything is more important than the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. Get out there and make a difference for the patient, and you will be handsomely rewarded. For the Medical Sales Channel and the Medical Sales Guru podcast, I'm Mace Haroff. I look forward to speaking to you again next time. Bye for now.